Victoria's Crime Statistics Agency says criminal offences have reached a record high after soaring by more than 18% in the year to March. There was also a record number of family violence incidents, up more than 10%, and child crime was at its highest level since 1993. It comes as Victoria tightens its bail laws and moves to implement bans on machetes in response to youth crime. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner David Clayton says reducing offending requires a holistic approach.
Well, I think legislation is one thing, and bail laws and changes to bail laws will have a short-term impact, but I think there are broader societal impacts that could have a longer-term impact in terms of youth offending. So, you know, it's about the identifying those youth who are most at risk. What are the wraparound services and supports that they require, be it education, be it employment, to assist them staying away from crime?